What's in the news?
I know that you are probably going to sue me, but you know what? I stand by everything I said.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. On his HBO show that looked at the coal industry, John Oliver knew he was whacking a hornet's nest.
I'm going to need to be careful here, because when we contacted Murray Energy for this piece, they sent us a letter instructing us to cease and desist.
In it, he targeted mine operator Murray Energy and its CEO with strong points.
And then there was the deadly collapse at the Crandall Canyon mine in Utah.
And jabs.
I'm not going to say, for instance, that Bob Murray looks like a geriatric Dr. Evil, even though he clearly does.
Just days after the broadcast, Murray took action.
The suit claims Oliver's show, Last Week Tonight, childishly demeaned and disparaged Mr. Murray and his companies.
CBS's Maria Villarreal.
In a statement, HBO said, "We have confidence in the staff of Last Week Tonight and do not believe anything in the show this week violated Mr. Murray or Murray Energy's rights."
It could be a tough case to win, says one expert.
Simply being ridiculed, being made fun of, is not actionable. You can't sue for that.
Attorney Ken White specializes in First Amendment litigation.
He would have to identify false statements of fact that were made about him, not opinion, not insult, but fact, and show how those trace to damages actually done to him.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.